Hello, everyone. Welcome back to my late night inbox. I'm your host, Lorena.
And I'm Julian. And today we'll be discussing again another topic that infuriates us. But first of all, I'd like to ask, Lorena, how are you?
I'm fine. I'm doing good, actually. How are you?
I mean, I'm pretty good, too. It's been a rough ride the past couple of weeks, I think, for the both of us.
Yeah.
However, right now, I'm fine. Just a little bit tipsy, though.
Yeah, because we've been drinking just a little. Because we've been preparing this podcast. So I hope wherever you are that you're just relaxing, maybe drinking some wine as well. I hope all of you are doing great. And if not, just like I said before, there's wine. So no problem.
Yeah.
Problem solved.
You know, if any problem occurs in your life, just grab alcohol, please.
Not like that. We're not trying to promote
alcoholism. No.
Yeah.
No, definitely. Okay. Not. All right.
So back to business. So today we're going to talk about Harry Styles' new Vogue cover. And it has caused a lot of backlash.
So for those of you that may or may not have seen the cover, he basically wears a dress. And we'll link a reference picture on our Instagram post.
Okay, so this picture, this cover, caused so much buzz, but both positive and negative. Okay, can't speak. You know, that's the wine talking. What the hell? Okay, so it caused a lot of buzz, positive and negative. So we don't know why that is, but because after all, it's just a piece of clothing, and we're just gonna talk about this topic and dig a little deeper.
All right, so we have discussed and we've laid out a few questions that are up for debate. Mm-hmm. So first of all, let's get into it. Why is it that so many people feel attacked whenever a man wears a skirt or, you know, owns their feminine side? Well, I'm going to get a little bit political as well. So,
well, we do that every single episode.
Literally every single episode. However, what I wanted to say, I think that a lot of people, especially men, but also women, they aren't exactly upset, but I think it's rather a form of fear that they express in anger. Through anger, because they're so scared of not living up to their own traditional conservative expectations of what masculinity or femininity is. And so they really try to set boundaries for themselves to live in,
mm-hmm.
so that they can live a comfortable life, which in their head is a life between boundaries. And I do respect that, you know, in their way, because that's the way they have been raised, maybe, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way they've always been taught,
mm-hmm.
how our society works. But when you do that, you just turn a blind eye towards a big
inequality,
a big part of the population, and what they feel is masculine or feminine,
mm-hmm.
and so maybe they do need to rethink that. Maybe they need a little bit more exposure to the non-normal things in life, such as men wearing makeup. I mean, I'm saying non-normal huge brackets.
Yeah.
Right? Because what is normal?
Parenthesis, so, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Because in my opinion, I feel like people are very much scared of the unknown. And I do think it is up to you to choose your own path, because your parents could be very conservative, but just because your parents are, doesn't mean that you have to be conservative as well. And there's nothing wrong with being conservative, but I don't like the fact that you're, that some people actually bully people because they're different. And we need to,
because they're scared.
Yeah, of course. And we need to normalize all of this, because just because you think that masculinity is this, this, and that, somebody else thinks something completely different about that. So I don't know. It's just, it's a difficult topic to talk about, because it's still so, it's still so difficult for people to actually recognize and for them to acknowledge them being a little bit
out of the ordinary.
Out of the ordinary, or being, you know, old-fashioned, because in my opinion, you're very old-fashioned if you think that a man isn't allowed to paint his nails, wear a dress, maybe wear heels. Heck, why do you even care? I mean, it doesn't bother me. Is he physically hurting you, like, because he's wearing a dress? No, so why are you triggered? I don't get it.
Exactly, because these things, you know, in and of themselves, they are just a matter, a thing, an object. They don't,
yeah,
they don't possess masculinity, masculine energy or feminine energy. That's what we say,
bring to the table. Yeah,
that's the things we say. Mm-hmm. However, painting nails, wearing a skirt, I don't get it. You know, it's just a piece of clothing. Why does it have to be so serious for you? I mean, if you don't want to wear it yourself, that's cool. But just don't hate on other people because that's the way they want to dress, or that's the way they want to express themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't get it, because why would you even bother to look at another person and be so
judgmental?
Yeah, so mad about it for no particular reason at all.
I guess, and it's not even about being gay or straight or whatever it is, because a lot of people are like, oh, he must be gay. But that's not the case. I mean, you can't just go ahead and be like, oh, I'm gonna put this label, I'm gonna give you this label just because you wear a dress, or you do this, or you do that.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is that we live in a world with social media and all of this information that's being constantly shared. You know, it's okay for people to be different, and it's not even being different. Just like I said before, we need to normalize all of this stuff, because, you know, I don't get it. I just don't get why people are so triggered by a piece of fabric.
I think it's because our world is getting more and more black and white, you know, divided. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And so this is a thing that we used to see in the 50s, the 60s, you know.
Yeah.
That whenever things were, you know, it's just one way or the other, and there's no in between. And just like clothing, I feel like there was a period in which there was more androgynous clothing that wasn't specifically, especially designed for men or women. But right now, I do notice a tendency towards being black and white again. And yeah. I don't like it at all. No.
Yeah, true. Just, and the thing is, a lot of people forget that when we, you know, think about Jesus and the way that Jesus has always been portrayed, is he's always in a dress. I don't know, you know, you probably don't specifically call it a dress, but he's always in a dress. He's not wearing pants. So, you know, men used to wear dresses and you know, skirts, because when you go back to the Roman times and stuff like that, they would wear it as well. So why is it a big issue nowadays? I feel like maybe they were even more open-minded then than now. Because, I mean, yeah, okay, pants or jeans weren't even invented back then. But still, I mean, it's something that has always been around. And men used to wear skirts and dresses, so why are you making a big deal out of it now? It's just a piece of clothing. And
exactly.
And, you know, I always say, as long as nobody's hurting you, why are you making a big deal out of it? Because I feel like these people get so worked up about the fact that Harry Styles is wearing a dress on a Vogue cover. But what did he do to you? He did nothing. No. In general, people who want to wear what they wear, they're doing nothing to you. They're just living their life. And you should do the same thing. You should just live your life and mind your own damn business. That's it.
Okay, so that leads us right to the second topic or sub-question that we'll be discussing. So for those of you who haven't heard, there's a lot of conservative voices like Donald Trump Jr. or Candace Owens who have openly criticized men showing their femininity. And according to them, this is a sign of weakness. You know, we need to bring back manly men, real men. We need to go back to normal, at least according to them, because it's getting out of hand. But what does this mean? What does getting out of hand mean? They state that the world is getting too much of a feminine place.
They Marxist. Don't like it.
Yeah.
Or, that's what they say.
Yeah, Marxist. Also, that too. Yeah, Marxist. Or socialist, maybe.
Yeah.
In America, everything that is feminine is socialist, is considered socialist, basically. Which I don't get, but then again.
I mean, I do get it because, you know, I'm not saying that when you're a conservative, you can't be a feminist, because there are a lot of conservative people out there who are doing the right thing and they're not discriminating.
But it's a minority.
True. That's true.
Which is very unfortunate to see.
Yeah. Because, go ahead. Because that's why we even mentioned, not to, critique these people, but that's why we mentioned Donald Trump Jr. and Candace Owens, because Candace Owens has been very open about, her dislike of men in female clothing, yeah, whatever you make out of that. But I don't know if you guys have seen her Instagram post. You should definitely check it out and make up your own mind about that. But I think it's very hateful and it's very it very much is. She talks about bringing back manly men, and that's the title of her episode. But I think, and she's talking about, we need to bring back normality. We need to bring back this and that. But what even is normal? Give me your definition of normal. What is normal for you? Do you think that normal is, because that's what she said. Normal is
women,
boys being boys. Yeah, boys being boys. They should go hunt, go fish, do their job. And, probably we should, as women, we should be in the kitchen. That's it. That's what it feels like to me, at least. But I mean, I don't think she 100% means like the basic gender roles, the old fashioned gender roles, but no, still.
I don't think she particularly aims that, but
no.
For me, it's more important because where do we draw the line between an opinion and hate speech in this, when it comes to this issue?
Mm-hmm.
Because maybe she says all these things and it's her honest opinion, it's her raw opinion, that's what she thinks genuinely, but she doesn't want to hurt anyone by thinking
she is hurting so many people.
However, yeah, that's what I wanted to add. Can we say for a fact that posting something like she did on Instagram is hate speech? Personally, for me, it is. And Instagram needs to take it down. But then other people will say, oh, so you're going to act like China for stuff.
And limit our freedom of speech. That's what they're going to say. And
yeah.
I agree. It is her opinion. It definitely is, because, you know, she shared it with all of her followers and, you know, all of Instagram. So it is her opinion. I'm not saying it's the truth, but everybody has their own version of the truth. But I do not agree with attacking people or attacking a minority. I do not like that. I'm not saying that I don't even like the word minority, because it's so, like, it's such a heavy word, but, you know, it is, because the LGBTQ plus community is always under attack, constantly. They're still not being accepted. And, you know, I don't even know if Harry Styles is a part of the LGBTQ plus community. I'm not sure.
I don't know either. Sorry.
But he's even, like, she's even attacking him. So,
because he's wearing a fucking dress.
Yeah. Yeah. Because he's wearing a dress. And then she makes this big deal out of Hollywood and how Hollywood brainwashes and has never done anything good. I'm not saying that Hollywood is, like,
doing it holy. No.
But. Yeah. Of course not. But I don't know. It was just weird. You definitely need to check it out, because. And then I saw a comment underneath that post, and Donald Trump Jr. happened to comment something. I'm not even sure what he commented, but I can guarantee you it was not positive. So there we go. Okay, so Julian, I just wanted to ask you something. You know, as someone who identified as being gay, I am wondering, and I think a lot of people are wondering, have you ever struggled with this? Have people given critique towards your femininity, or, you know, you expressing yourself in a different way?
All right. So I'm going to get into this, because there's a lot to unpack. There's a lot to unveil. Maybe I shall start with my younger years. Maybe that's perhaps the most logical thing to do. All right. So when I was little, I used to wear skirts at home, and my parents would allow me to do so. They would even go to the store to buy them with me, which I highly appreciate right now, because it does show that my parents were open towards that.
I love that.
Which is very fortunate for me, happily so. But okay, that was my childhood. After that, I didn't really have a phase in which I expressed many feminine sides of myself until I reached the age of 16, 17. And then things that are generally considered more feminine started to attract me in a sense. So, you know, painting your nails, I like it still.
I love that about you.
I don't know why people are so scared to do so if they want to. I just paint them black, which is the only color I own at the moment. I'm sorry. So that's one thing I do. But also, people have constantly throughout my high school years reminded me of the fact that sometimes I do have a feminine voice, which I don't get, because in my opinion, my voice is quite deep. But okay. Another thing they would say and point out is that I roll my eyes a lot, which is according to some people in my high school, a feminine thing to do.
Yeah.
And then other things were certain hand gestures that I would do.
Yeah.
I would I wasn't really bullied. I wouldn't say that. But sometimes people did comment on it because,
yeah,
oh yeah, I can definitely see you gay because you
do they would this. Say that.
Yeah, you can, you're definitely gay because you do this, that.
And is that after you came out or even before?
Both. Yeah, both.
Wow.
And then in regards to my family, my parents were open. My grandparents are as well. But I did have one aunt who used to say that wearing scarves as a man is
gay. Oh.
Which
we all have of, that aunt.
Yeah, which kind of triggered me and it still does. But I just chose to ignore it because why the hell would I spend any of my attention on that?
You shouldn't.
No,
and I don't like the fact that people are pointing out like the way you talk or the way you do certain things are just basically like, oh, but you have female tendencies, so you're pretty much gay. Like, how can you say that? How can you even be like, oh, you talk like this and you do this and that, so I mean you must be this or that. Shut up. Why are you even pointing out stuff like that? It's the same thing like when people stutter. I don't like, why are you, they know, people know, people know themselves. So why are you pointing all that stuff out? So I don't know.
I mean, if someone's smelly, I'm not going to walk up to them and just straight up in their face admit that, hey, hi, could you please wash your fucking armpits and put on some deodorant? Because you smell like a trash bin.
Maybe we should. Maybe we should, though. When it comes to, like, people smelling bad, maybe we should. No, but, I mean, in general, a lot of people have a lot of stuff to say. And that brings me to another topic. The fact that people say, oh, that's gay. Or, oh, that's very girly. Or, don't be a pussy. Or stuff like that. I don't like when people use those words. Definitely... when they're around people who are still figuring out their own identity and sexuality, it is so hard for them to be, you know, to fully accept themselves because they are in the process of figuring everything out. And when you hear people saying stuff like that, it's very, very hard on them. And I can't say, like, I know exactly what they're feeling because I'm straight. Sometimes no.
Sometimes you're not.
No. But I'm straight. I'm in a relationship with a man. So, I mean, I love women. Don't get me wrong. But this is not. That's a completely other story, and we're not gonna get into that. But I don't get it. I can't fully say, like, I understand you guys. I understand every frustration because I've not been in
relationship.
I've never experienced what the gay community or the LGBTQ plus community has experienced, because they still get critiqued so much and there's so much backlash with. But I feel like, well, yeah, there is backlash, but people are becoming more open-minded. There is a division. There's a lot of people who critique it. And you definitely see, like, the difference between, like, people who are more conservative and people who are very open-minded. But I do think that more and more people are like, oh, yeah, that's normal. Yeah, of course. I mean, of course, she's a transgender woman. Of course, he's gay. Of course, she's this or that. Because... what are you gonna do? Are you gonna get mad? No, why should you get mad? Like, live your own damn life. Let people be happy.
Yeah, exactly. I do notice that more and more people, especially of our age, are coming to terms with themselves and then afterwards express their true identity, which is a good thing. And our society as a whole is getting more and more tolerant.
Mm-hmm.
especially our generation, which gives me a lot of hope. And I hope that in some way our future will be even brighter, which is a very good note to end with, in my opinion.
I agree.
So, all right, that was our third episode of My Late Night Inbox. I hope you enjoyed this new episode. If you did enjoy it, please don't forget to leave a review on Apple or Spotify. And also, don't forget to take a look at our Instagram page at My Late Night Inbox. We'll also link our Instagram below in order for you to find it easily. So that was it. That's the wrap for today. I hope you're tuning in next week, and bye.
See you next week. Bye.